Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whatever happened, Everybody Loves Raymond, the theme song, Sean, Don't Call Me Seth Meyers.
I didn't know we were still allowed to do that.
Oh, they probably have a good point there. Forget I ever said it.
Limits is a rule breaker, so.
Yeah, Limits, he ain't afraid of nothing. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Some very interesting little questions and answers on our colleague Jerry Dulac's chat this week, Ray. I know you read that every week, and you have your own, don't you?
I do.
Well, this was one. Bill in L.A. said the Jets moved on from Aaron Rodgers and felt Justin Fields would be an upgrade. The Steelers moved on from Fields and felt that Rodgers would be an upgrade. Who's right? Jerry compliments the question, calls it clever, and says, basically, Bill, you're asking who made the better decision. The stable, consistently good, 4 out of 5 year playoff team Steelers or the dysfunctional Jets? Does it even need an answer? I think it still does, Ray, and I'll tell you why. Didn't the Steelers just copy the Jets? The Jets put all their eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. Aren't the Steelers copying them? That's A, and B, who is going to be proven right here, the Jets or the Steelers?
Well, I think you have to look at this in terms of roster building and allocation of your salary cap. Okay, so the Steelers, I mean, let's not forget this. The Steelers originally wanted Justin Fields to come back, but when the price tag was $40 million over 2 years, they said, nah, we don't think you're worth that. We're going to move on, and then quickly – it did become Aaron Rodgers. So, Joe, when you compare it to $20 million a year compared to what Aaron Rodgers is going to get, I think anywhere between 10 and 13, I think, is the reported number. And you're only committed to Aaron for one season. And I think it definitely makes sense from the Steelers' perspective when you consider their main goal throughout all of this. Yes, they want to compete this year, Joe. You know that. They want to get to the playoffs again and see what happens. But the main goal for them is to get their quarterback in the 2026 draft, and not being tied to a guy like Justin Fields for more than a year certainly helps in that regard.
So who's going to have the better year in your opinion, Justin Fields and the Jets or Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers?
From a win-loss perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steelers 100%. They will be better than the Jets. Yep.
And who will have the better season individually, Fields or Rodgers?
That's probably a better question. I'm not even familiar. Who did Aaron Glenn hire as his OC? I'm not even 100% sure.
Well,
I just think Aaron. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, related to that is it's Tanner Engstrand. He followed him from, what was he? He was the Lions passing game coordinator.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah, so, I was going to combine with that. Do you think that the Steelers should have just kept Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, if Justin Fields wanted to be here and he wanted to play for, for a contract that wasn't as much as what he got with the Jets, yes. But I think in the end, to answer your initial question, from a pure passing number standpoint and a points per game standpoint for the offense, yes, I think Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers will have better numbers on both fronts and the Jets. And we can bring this back. We'll bring it up again in January and see if we're right.
Oh, it's going to be a story in week one as well, isn't it? As we head into that is an interesting game in week one. I think this whole thing is sort of a referendum on the Steelers in a way, Ray, that they've brought in Aaron Rodgers and that they think that their program, you know, the stable Steelers, that he'll thrive in an environment where he couldn't with the chaotic Jets. But I want to get to your chat. The very first question, this guy came out hot, Ray. He calls himself Stairway to the Seventh Seed, which is a great name, by the way. Ray,
he's a weekly contributor.
I bet he is. Ray, you seem really confident in Fotanu, but why? He had maybe the worst preseason debut, 2 sacks allowed in 8 plays that we have ever seen, and had an injury after each game that he played in. I suppose he looked okay versus Denver, but the offense only scored 13 points in that game. Ray, how would you answer him, or how did you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the coaches are not looking at one preseason game. I think in totality, yes, if Troy would have gotten to play 3 preseason games, they certainly weigh that in their evaluation. But I want to say probably from July 24th or 25th, I think until August 9th when that injury took place, they probably had 14 to 15 practices, Joe, and they were convinced he was their best offensive lineman. Okay, not their best tackle.
Yeah,
they thought he was better than Isaac Sayamalu.
Should we trust him, Ray?
I mean,
because they also thought they've thought a lot of things about a lot of offensive linemen in recent years and haven't been right.
Yeah, but I think with Troy, came into the league at 4. He's polished from a technique standpoint. I do think it's different. And, we'll see about the injuries, Joe. That's the one thing that I can't tell you it's going to be. There's a history going back to college at Washington. There were 2 separate injuries last year. So I'm less, bullish on that. But just from a pure talent standpoint, if he stays healthy, I think, once again, he'll be offensive lineman in pretty short order.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com and watch us on our YouTube page. You get there through our website at 93.7 The Fan. You can see Ray. There he is, live and in color, isn't he, Sean?
It's a very nice painting behind him as well.
We're having some audio difficulties. Is that your fault, my fault, or Ray's fault?
I think it's your fault, Joe.
Okay. Is there any way I don't know how to correct them. What is it, Ray's end?
It was probably just the internet connection briefly cutting out.
All right. We'll give it a chance here, Ray, and then we might have to rehook up. Who's going to be the most impactful rookie on this team?
It's going to be Johnson or Derek Harmon. I was a little bit, Carl Dunbar came out and named him as a starter.
I'm sorry, Ray. We're going to have to reconnect here. Sean, can you try that? Caleb Johnson, according to Kabali, is going to be a star. He's a star in the making. I asked Kabali the other day if there's one guy on this team that he thinks is a below average starter, and he excoriated me for the question, if that's the right word, and said it was really tough. Like, I was putting him on the spot. How is that putting Kabali on the spot? Just give me one starter that you think is below average. And Sean, he never did it.
He's Mr. Positive, yeah.
I guess he is. Are we rehooking up Ray here? And as far as Rodgers and
Fields
go,
we're trying our best.
Okay. I think Fields is going to be better. I got a lot of heat, or at least some, for that opinion on Twitter, because people thought that was translated as, I think Justin Fields is really good, because some people's brains are simply too small to hold more than one idea, or have an idea have different levels to it. So if we're talking Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers, I would have gone with Fields. And I don't think Fields is a franchise quarterback. Can those two things be true? Yes, they can. In an expanded brain, they can, for sure. And one guy said, well, what makes you think Justin Fields will be better? You know, he's never had a good season. Well, he played for the Bears, number one. I don't know that a young Peyton Manning or Tom Brady plays good for that team with the people they had in place for his career. But the other thing is, there was one year where he actually got MVP votes in Chicago because he ran for over 1,000 yards and threw for 17 touchdowns. So I'll stand by my opinion. I don't think he's going to be really, really good. I just think he's going to be better than Rodgers. But anyway, Ray, hopefully we're back in business here. I have forgotten what my question was to you.
No, you were about the most impactful rookie.
Right.
And I was going to say Caleb Johnson or Derek Harmon. And I was saying, I was surprised that Carl Dunbar, the defensive line coach, came out and named Harmon a starter. But, you know, there's a spot. Yeah, listen, there's a spot there. And I guess, it's his. So he's going to play a lot. We know that. But if you're looking for a guy who's going to touch the ball more, who's going to be in the end zone, obviously you're going to get more play from a guy like Caleb Johnson. But listen, I think Derek Harmon has a chance to make an impact. Caleb Johnson does too. And I would say either one of those guys will probably be that guy this year in 2025.
Ray, give Patrick Queen a grade for last season. Do you think it was a good free agent signing? And what are we going to get this year?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll probably go B minus on that. And I don't know that it was all Patrick's fault. I think there were a lot of moving pieces last year, guys coming in. Deshaun Elliott came in, and like Patrick, was very outspoken. And I don't know about you, Joe. I thought it was very interesting. I knew they wanted to extend Elliott. I didn't know they were necessarily going to do it this summer.
Yeah.
I knew. But he was very vocal, had a lot of things to say about the way the defense was working, and they're committed to him now through 2027. So that tells me a lot of those issues on defense maybe weren't Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen coming in new. Maybe it was the other guys, not doing their job. So I don't want to tie Deshaun to Patrick, but what I'm getting at is it was a difficult year. You had new guys in new places. And hopefully from the Steelers' perspective, they're going to get that all ironed out this spring and this summer, and then they'll be much better as an overall defense. But, yeah, individually, B-minus, C-plus, I think that was probably what Patrick would get from me for last year.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Ray, pick a breakout player. Peyton Wilson, Roman Wilson, Broderick Jones. Which young Steeler do you think is going to have a big breakout this year?
Yeah, picking among those three, or probably really anyone on the roster, it's got to be Peyton Wilson for me. I thought he, you know, in just half the defensive snaps as a rookie, Joe, I thought he played really well, produced turnovers, forced fumbles, scoops and scores, you know, huge interception against the Ravens. And now it seems like they're going to give him a shot to go out and be a three-down linebacker. And, you know, if you just double the numbers, you know, I think he was up around 60 or 70 tackles. If he plays 100% of the snaps, Joe, he's like in that 110, 120 range,
yeah,
where Patrick Queen and Minka have been the last couple of years. He's up among the team leaders in tackles as well, and you would think the turnover production would be there too. So he's going to get that opportunity. One thing Terrell Austin said in minicamp when he talked to us, he feels like the inside linebacker group is by far the best and the deepest it's been since he got here in 2019. You look at Cole Holcomb coming back. If he's healthy, he's a really good backup who might push Wilson. Malik Harrison is a downhill run stopper in the mold of a Landon Roberts. So we'll see what his role is. You know, a lot of people thought when he was signed for $5 million a season that maybe Peyton Wilson would still be in that sub-package role, but maybe not. So just from a depth perspective, they're much better off there. And I'm really excited to see what Peyton Wilson can do playing 100% of the snaps if it comes to be that way.
I suppose I could have included Keanu Benton and Joey Porter Jr. in that list because, you know, when I say breakout player, that might be a disguised way of saying guys who have been a little bit disappointing. I thought Benton was going to break out last year, and he didn't. I thought he took a step back.
Yeah.
Porter clearly took a step back. Analyze those two guys and what you expect this year.
So for me, Benton, I was surprised again when Dunbar came out on draft night. So they pretty much knew this when they went into the draft. He said on draft night that Keanu Benton is going to stay at nose and Yahweh Black is going to play other positions on that line. I'm not saying Keanu Benton was part of the problem with the run, defense last year, but he was certainly part of the problem. He is an undersized nose. So we'll see if he can get better in that regard. And he's not a plus pass rusher either. They didn't get him to be a pass rusher, but he's not a plus pass rusher. So I think you're right in your evaluation there. We need to see a little bit more out of him. The new secondaries coach, Gerald Alexander, had a lot of good things to say about Joey. He said he thinks he's elite at the line of scrimmage in terms of disrupting, but it's everything that happens after that where Joey still struggles, right? Like your transition to your coverage, then once you're close to your guy, don't put your hands on him, and then be more opportunistic when the ball's in the air. He's been kind of behind the eight ball in all three of those things. And that's Gerald's job. That's why Grady Brown is no longer here. Joey Porter has not developed the way they hoped he thought he would as the number 32 overall pick in that draft. So there's a lot to like about Joey, but he's also got to put it together from just a holistic standpoint of being a better corner. And I think, you know, if I had to grade those two, I'd say Joey probably has a little bit more ways to go, but I think the potential for him to maybe be a Pro Bowl guy is there someday if he does put it all together.
Sean, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
You may.
It's been a while, Ray, hasn't it, Ben?
It has. It seems like it's Donnie or somebody else filling in for you.
Yeah.
By the way, we're closer to what? Like another 6 weeks or so to Football Fridays. So
I know.
We're getting closer.
I can't wait. TJ Watt, will he be there on day one of training camp?
No.
He'll be not present, so it won't be a hold-in? It'll be a hold-out?
He won't be practicing. Whether he reports or not, that's a great question. I'd probably tend to say he would be there, but his agent, and I think agents across the NFL kind of threw everyone for a loop with all the minicamp holdouts. So we'll see what they have up their sleeve.
Well, let's get into that for a minute before we get to the official free association. Jerry was asked, somebody said to Jerry, you know, I love TJ, production down the stretch last year was alarming, though. I feel it's easy for a good offense to scheme good edge rushers. So for me to pay him Miles Garrett money would be foolish. Jerry said, that's what the Steelers are pondering. And then someone else said, do you think TJ personally wants to be the highest paid as at his position? And Jerry said, maybe more than just his position. Ray, if TJ Watt wants to be the highest paid defensive player in football, and that's what Jerry's clearly alluding to there, Micah Parsons is going to be that guy very soon, I think, with a deal that's going to eclipse the Garrett deal. So are we headed for a Le'Veon Bell-like showdown here? How dug in is TJ going to be, and how ugly could this get?
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to get uncomfortable. All negotiations are. I don't know that ugly would be the right word. And I don't think it's going to get to a Le'Veon Bell situation. Even if TJ does hold out of camp, I still think they'll keep the lines of communication open. And if there is a common ground anywhere in there, Art Rooney will work to get that done before the season starts. Now, listen, Joe, I don't think this will be the case. But if they're so far apart that that's not going to happen, then they would have to reevaluate the whole situation and see what they could do. But I'm still, you know, here on June 20th or whatever it is, I still think TJ Watt wants to be a Steeler. Art Rooney and Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin want him to retire a Steeler, and that it will eventually get done.
All right. Let's go to free association. Dulac says a reasonable return for TJ Watt will be, quote, a lot, a number one pick. I think it's crazy when people say you couldn't get at least one first round pick. Would they, if they traded him, get at least one first rounder?
Oh yeah. Or otherwise they wouldn't do it.
Who would lead the lead? Who's going to lead the team in interceptions, Ray?
Oh, I don't know if there is a guy. I'll say Beanie again.
Will Darius Slay get even one?
They better hope so. He's getting paid $10 million a year.
Mason Rudolph, over, under 1.5 starts?
Under.
Will Howard, over, under 0.5 starts?
Under.
Fair to say that number two receiver and slot corner are the only real position battles of note going into camp?
I would agree, yeah. And I'm not sure there's even much of a competition at slot corner, but we'll see.
Cordarrelle Patterson's on the team when the season starts?
Yeah, but I'm not sure why.
That is incredible. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate the time.
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you.
Seth, what are they going to do with Cordarrelle Patterson? Throw him on the field frozen like they did against the Bengals and run an end around to him? Why would he be on your team?
You need him for that one fourth quarter carry every game. Future Hall of Famer, we heard, right?
Maybe, yeah. But, you know, Gale Sayers is in the Hall of Fame, too. Is he going to play for them this year? Actually, I think Gale has passed away, has he not?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be an option.
What a legend he was, though. What an absolute legend. Sadly, him and Dick Butkus are, TJ Watt is now entering their territory of becoming like legendary NFL players who never participate in a playoff win. I guess the difference with TJ is his team's never even been competitive in a playoff game since he's been there. Not his fault, although he hasn't been great in those games for the most part. But sometimes it's just circumstance. It was for Sayers and Butkus. How could Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus never win a playoff game? Huh?
I didn't know that. That's mind-boggling because you just think of those teams as being juggernauts.
Well, you think of them at least as being juggernauts, right? What years did they play, Sean? Can you look that up for a moment?
Wasn't Sayers
if you'd
in
be
the
so
60s?
Kind?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in the, I think they were in the, were they in the 50s first or, no, mid-60s. They're in the mid-60s. They were 9-5 one year. They were just no good. That was the problem. They were 1-13 one year with Butkus and Sayers. They were 6-8, 6-8, 1-13. I think they only had one winning season. How is that possible? I don't even know how that's possible. Did they ever even play in a playoff game? My God, who was the GM of those teams? Do you know?
No, I'm not up on my 1960s Bears GMs, unfortunately.
I think it was George Halas Jr., it says here. Are we sensing nepotism maybe was the Bears' problem? I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Nor did I know that George Allen was the defensive coordinator when Dick Butkus was there.
Dick Butkus had 5 interceptions his rookie year.
Did he?
I wouldn't lie about that.
All right. Well, speaking of all-time teams or something, these quarter-century teams are coming out. You and I are going to take a stab at the Pirates and the Penguins because we did the Steelers yesterday. Are you ready for that, Sean?
I think I'm adequately prepared for it, yes.
Let's do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.